Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 here in Chicago. And for those of you faithful listeners, a few weeks ago, I mentioned a huge announcement was about to take place. But as it goes in the world of real estate, things don't always go according to schedule. But that huge announcement is right here and it's right now that after working for many, many years in downtown Chicago, renting spaces, schlepping from one place to the other, using party rooms of our young professionals, and you name it, we've done various venues that have been rented or gifted to us, but we've never had a home to call home. We've never had our own, as we say in Hebrew, Dalet Amos, our own area to operate out of. And to be quite honest, as effective as Project 613, thank God, has been since our inception in 2017, we finally are going to take it to an absolute new level. Project 613 has leased 2,000 square feet, 2,000 delicious, endless potential square feet of space in River North, which is a neighborhood in Chicago where all the young professionals live, or many of them, thousands and thousands and thousands. And if they don't live exactly in River North, they live very close. And it's a half a flight up. It's almost literally a storefront, which is perfect, which means that I don't have to worry about people pressing the elevator button to the 20th floor. And it's right by the L, which is the local train. It is perfect location. We are so excited. I told my young professionals and everyone is pumped. And so now the amazing, somewhat daunting task is to fill this center with Torah and programming and social events and professional networking and incredible teaching of all types of Torah, one-on-one and small group and beginner and advanced, and our mentorship program and you name it, cooking classes and yoga and you name it. And of course, Shabbos. Shabbos, whenever we go downtown, we get about 100 young professionals for Friday night. Can you imagine doing this once a month, twice a month, for a year? You're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of participants, and we cannot wait. So we want to give a big shout out to Hashem, God Almighty, for bringing our dream to fruition. And if you are listening out there and our cause means something to you, and I know that it does, we will be rolling out sponsorship opportunities, naming opportunities of different parts of the center. If this is of interest to you, I would love for you to be proactive and reach out to me. God willing, together we will build an incredible center of Jewish life in downtown Chicago. All right, that's the big announcement. Another great mazel tov today. We had two of our Project 613 participants, Sam Donitz and Eric Gordon, great, great people, part of our mentorship program in conjunction with Olami. And they went, we all went together to Spain on the summit, which you heard about a few months ago. And absolutely got their first pair of tefillin. We had a ceremony special little dance and in a synagogue today, and blessings from the rabbi, Rabbi Zev Cohen. May he live long and well. What a great, great, great rabbi. Okay, so very happy stuff coming up, and our schedule coming up is fantastic. You could check it out at project613.com/events. All right, here we go. In this last week's Torah portion, we're going to talk about gateways. What is a gateway? So the beginning of the Torah portion begins, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha, which means judges and police officers you should put in all of your gates. Okay, so what does that mean? So now we're, as the commentators point out in Devarim, Moshe is preparing the Jewish people for their entry into the land of Israel. And therefore, it's not only the laws dealing with prayer, it's not only dealing with interpersonal laws, there are societal laws. The Torah is an entire handbook for life, which means that there needs to be a constitution. The Torah is our constitution, but we need to know how do you run a society? There are different strata of society, the individual laws, the communal laws, but then the societal laws. What is your legal system going to be? And so the Torah, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is the Jewish people must establish systems of courts in each locale. And not only courts, but policemen that are going to enforce the law. And I hate to ruffle feathers of people out there, but defunding the police is a direct contradiction to Torah thought. It's a direct contradiction to common sense, but it's a direct contradiction to Torah thought. You need people to enforce the law. You need people with instruments that can enforce the law. Torah even says, Rashi brings, that the Shotrim had a power to whip people. Obviously, they can't do it indiscriminately. It has to be with the power of the court. But there needs to be a mechanism to enforce the law. Because if you do not have that, you have what is called chaos. So, first thing we have is judges to determine what is the correct Torah law and the police force to implement it. That's great. And those should be in each of the towns, villages, cities of your land. Now, there's something very interesting about how that phrase is written in the Torah. Moshe expresses it. He says, Shoftim v'shotim titein lecha. You should give to yourself. You should place for yourself. Well, if you're keeping score at home, really, it should say something different. It should say, Shoftim v'shotim titnu lechem. Plural, you should place for yourselves. Meaning, you're talking to all the Jews around the country. And therefore, why does it say titen lecha, you should place for yourself? It really should say titnu lechem. You should put for yourselves. Because the Jewish people are scattered all over. And the Nesiv HaShalom, one of the great Hasidic masters of our time, he's no longer alive, but in my lifetime, I think he died probably 15 years ago, something like that. One of the great thinkers, one of the great thinkers of Jewish life today. And who would think that a great Hasidic rabbi would have his finger on the pulse of what's going on today? And he's most certainly does and did. And he says an unbelievable commentary and explanation of why it's in singular. He says, because it's not only a national mitzvah to put judges and policemen in all of your gates, but in addition to that, there's an individual mitzvah to put judges and policemen in all of your individual gateways. Now, what is a gateway, folks? A gateway is where things go in and out, where you're going from outside to inside. You have a city, and you have people going into the city and people going out. And that's why the judges were put there, because they could judge, is this person fitting to come in? Is this person not fitting to come in? Are they going to come and bring crime into the city? There was a vetting process. There was a border. Okay, I digress. And therefore, that's not only on a national level, but it's on an individual level. And what are the gateways of a human being? The gateways of a human being are where information comes in and out. And so therefore, the eyes are considered gateways. We let what we look at our nostrils, what we smell, what our environment is. The nose and smell is always associated with the environment for obvious reasons. Where do we put ourselves? What environment do we place ourselves in? Ears, what are we listening to? Not only the music we listen to, but also what are people saying in the conversations? Are they saying positive things about other people? Are they speaking lashon hara, evil speech, negative speech? Are they degrading other people? And of course, our mouths. Our mouths, obviously, in terms of what we bring into our mouth, kosher food, obviously. And what comes out of our mouths? Are we speaking things? Are we speaking kind words? Are we speaking true words? And therefore, those are the gateways of ourselves. And that is what the Torah is telling us, according to the Siva Shalom. On each of those gateways, you need judges and policemen. You need to think, is this show that I'm about to watch, a show for an hour, or a movie for 2 hours, or I don't even know how long movies are today, 2.5, 3 hours, I'm going to be flooding my gateways of my eyes with the following values. Is that something appropriate for me to watch? Is that something that's going to add value to who I am? Is that going to make me a better person? Is it going to be something that's going to elevate me? Is it going to glorify violence? Is it going to glorify bestiality and physicality and negativity and destructiveness? Oh, but it's a fun movie. Yeah, but what values are you letting come into your eyes and your children's eyes? And it's not enough, says the Torah, to have judges, to judge, should I do it or not? But then you got to have an enforcement policy. How in the world? Well, maybe you have a buddy, maybe a spouse that says, you know what, let's evaluate. Should we really go see this movie? Is this something positive? Is this something that's going to make us better people? Are we going to watch 3 hours of people shooting each other? Like, okay, it might be exciting, but is that really something elevating? And therefore, maybe you need a defense mechanism, a policeman, your spouse, or a friend that you can vet the movies. Is this something worth seeing? Or what's on TV or whatever? And then what conversations you get into. We all get into. By the way, I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself over here, right? In terms of your ears, what do we listen to? What type of music do we listen to? What type of conversations do we listen to? If there's no way to stop people from speaking Lashon Hara, the halakha is that you get up from the table and you move. You cannot be around people speaking ill of other people. And so what can we do? Maybe we have a buddy system with someone else in our friend group that when things start talking Lashon Hara, we both signal to our friends, hey, stop. Okay? Same thing. It's not enough only to know what the right thing is. You need to have a police force to make sure that we do it. Now, one thing that is widespread in the Orthodox world is called a filter on internet and on phones. And, you know, when I first heard about it and people say, oh, it's prudish, it's this, that, and the other, it's life or death. It's life or death what people are getting addicted to on the phones, on the computer, be it inappropriate images, be it gambling, be it shopping, be it who knows what. Who knows what's out there? I'm not even talking about dark web stuff. I'm talking about regular stuff. Addictions. People think, oh, it's fine. No. And so in Orthodox Jewish homes, you will have filters, strong filters, image blockers. Some people even, which I'm scared to death to do, have something called web hover, which you get a buddy and they actually see every internet site that you go to. And that's too scary for me. I'm like, well, why do you need to watch ESPN? Like, why are you going to MLB? What's ESPN? You know, okay, so that's, you know, okay. Let that be all of our greatest vice. But these are the ideas of what it means to have a judge and also a policeman in our gateways of our being. Okay, I'd like to tell just a quick story. There is an amazing family called the Germazian family, and this was in the Yoel Gold Tisha B'Av movie, which was just a very special collection of stories, and the Gremazians of the family, and I've met several of them that have malls across the country, and they have a huge one in New York that is called the American Dream Mall. Thank you for our studio audience. And the water park there is $250 million to make. Just the water park. It's unbelievable. Okay? This is a $1 billion project and more. And what happened? What happened was the designers made huge glass windows to attract everyone in the mall to be able to come to this water park. But it dawned on them, this Gremazian family, this amazing family, they're Orthodox Jews, and they realized that in the tri-state area, there's going to be a lot of Orthodox people there, and maybe some young Orthodox boys, for sure. Thousands of them. It's a popular and kosher place to go. And when they look through this window, they're going to see basically the beach and women dressed not so modestly, to say the least. And so therefore, they made the decision that we cannot be accomplices to being a mikshel, to being a stumbling block for young Jewish men. And therefore, they painted murals all over this glass, this beautiful clear glass that was supposed to advertise the water park. And people thought they were crazy. And they said, no, because we need to protect the eyes and the souls of our people. That is greatness. That is an incredible placement, and God bless them for doing so. Okay, but there's another gateway. There's another gateway that I want to describe to you. Says the Nesiva Shalom, an unbelievable idea. He says that people think that their actions just come in a vacuum. Oh, I just did this, I just did that. No, it's not true, because the gateway to our actions are our midos, are our character traits. Our character traits are the impulse towards action. If we have patient character, then even though the stimulus will be one that you want to strangle the living daylights out of someone, if your character is one of patience, it will be the gatekeeper for your actions, and we won't respond with anger. People don't act in a vacuum. It's the actions that we do stem from our character. This is a very deep idea. Ponder it. It is an unbelievable idea that based on who our character is, that will determine what our actions are. And therefore, that is why there is such an emphasis on character development in Torah thought, and especially now in the month of Elul, which is the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah. It's all about working on yourself. Anyone's hung out with, you know, with Orthodox Jews this month, it's all about working on ourselves, becoming better people. Why? Is because when we improve our character, our actions are elevated automatically. It's the gateway to better behavior, is fixing our character. And so therefore, this is the emphasis this month to work on and to increase our character. I'll give you a couple of short, quick examples. One is a thought that is replete in Judaism. It says, Kol man da'avid rachmana latav avid, that Hashem has an idea that says that everything that God does is for the best. It's all for the best. God knows what he's doing. Gamza l'tova. It's all for the best. When we have these ideas, they inspire our character to be better and lead to positive actions, which means that I can get negative impulse in input and still respond positively. Okay? There's another beautiful idea by Rev Elimelech Luzhensk, who says, a great Hasidic rabbi, who has a prayer in the morning that we should see malas chavareinu. We should see the greatness of our friends. Don't look at the negative character traits of our friends and other people around us. If we looked for only their best qualities, our relationships would be totally different. Could you imagine if we went through every day looking only for the positive in our friends? Do you see how our actions would be totally and completely different when we change our ideas and change our character? We truly change our actions. And I'd like to finish off and come full circle that the mitzvah of tefillin is how Jewish men start their day, the hard reset of the day, to say that my actions, my hand, my tefillin on my arm are going to be guided to the Almighty, and my thoughts, the tefillin on my head, are going to be guided with positivity and with positive intention, that everything I do, be it an email or eating or work, should be elevated to a higher level. The tefillin is the gateway to one's positive day. And therefore, I'd like to leave off with a challenge. I would like two people to respond to this podcast who normally do not wear tefillin or wear it occasionally and who would like to wear tefillin more. Either we can get you a pair of tefillin or we can set up a program that you can wear it more. Rarely do I finish a podcast on a call to action, but I want two Jewish men to respond to this week. And God willing, we will get you a pair of tefillin if needed. If you have one, we'll set up a program to learn about it. And next week, God willing, we will start off sharing a positive tefillin story. God bless. Have a fantastic week. And may this Monday Motivation podcast be a gateway to a positive and incredible week. God bless. We'll see you back right here for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.